What does it mean to eat by the clock? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. You, Jerry, from Instagram asks, what does it mean to eat by the clock? Well, you, Jerry, so here's the deal. You know, we've talked a lot about what you eat and how much you eat. One piece that's got to be integrated into this equation is when you eat. And that's what I mean by eating by the clock. And I will be right back to give you some advice on how you should do this. Stay with me. Okay, eating by the clock. So ideally, what we want to get you to is eating within a very short window, 8 to 12 hours, and stopping snacking. But let me talk about how we get there. So first off, this whole idea that we should be eating small meals throughout the day, we should be snacking, is the biggest bunch of hooey ever. It was created by the snacking industry when we pulled all the fat out of food and everyone was starving all the time and had to eat all the time. Every time you eat, you drive up blood sugar. If you drive up blood sugar, you drive up insulin. Blood sugar moves fast, insulin moves slow. If insulin stays up, it locks the doors to your fat cells. You cannot burn stored fat for fuel. So this idea of eating all throughout the day to keep your blood sugar balanced is silly. It keeps your blood sugar up and it keeps your insulin up. Okay, so we're not going to do that. So what you want to do is get yourself to 2 to 3 meals a day, lots of water, green tea, black coffee in between. And so here's how we're going to start it out. If you're eating by the Virgin Diet sugar and packed diet plate, you're getting lots of clean protein, basically 0.5 gram to 3/4 gram per pound of body weight. You're eating loads of fiber from lots of non-starchy vegetables and a little bit of slow, low carbs, and the rest is healthy fat. That is put together to help you with blood sugar balance and satiety. That is why that is built that way, so that you can go 4 to 6 hours between meals without becoming hangry. That's the goal. If you can't go 4 to 6 hours between meals, you either blew it on the meal you ate. And remember, there's a thing called the second meal phenomenon. So if you eat a meal that's not hormonally balanced, you'll get hungry from eating it. How crazy is that? So you either did that or you're a sugar burner. You've trained your body over time to rely on incoming carbs and not access stored fat for fuel, which can be fixed through doing the right type of timing. So number one is you're eating by the plate. First thing, big rule, keep this rule in place. No matter what, stop eating 3 to 4 hours before bed. This does not mean go to bed later. That's not what it means, okay? Stop eating 3 to 4 hours before bed. And ideally, 4, okay? Stop eating. If you're hungry, have a glass of water. And by the way, anything after that will break this. If you're having any kind of wine, if you're having, fruit essence, if you're having some chocolate, that broke it. So stop all the eating stuff 3 to 4 hours before bed. Next up, eat an hour, 2 or 3 after waking up. Now, I totally reversed this. I used to be eat within an hour of waking up. Now I say in the morning, get up, do your morning routine, hopefully do a little workout, fasted, and then have breakfast, sometimes 2 to 3 hours after waking. Because here's what's cool. If you went to bed at 10, that means you ate dinner at 6 to 7 o'clock at night. If you get up at 6, and you eat around 8, well, you're already in that 10-hour fasting window right there, like the 10-hour eating window. And then a couple days a week, what you want to do is an 8-hour fast. It's great to do this on the weekend. Sleep in a little bit, have brunch. So instead of having your breakfast at 8 o'clock, push it to 10, and then have dinner early, like at 5. And then you just did a great intermittent fast. And when you eat by the clock, why we're doing this is we are working on keeping your blood sugar stable and your insulin low so your body can access stored fat for fuel. We're working on extended period of fasting so that it's easier for your body to burn fat and also easier for your body to detoxify, to go into something called autophagy, which gets rid of the cellular waste, to raise stem cells and growth hormone, to heal, to boost your immune system, to trigger genes that trigger longevity. Sound good? Yes, right? And, if you're a little bit hungry, drink some fluids, have some water, have some green tea, and think, remember what my buddy Joel Kahn says, hunger equals younger. There you go. So that's what eating by the clock means. All right. Now, if you've got questions, I've got answers. All you got to do is jump on over to Instagram to jj.virgin and DM me with the question, and then I will add it to the doc and get me or one of my health expert buddies to answer it and make sure that you never miss a daily dose. We've got 5 days a week we do questions and answers. 1 day a week we do a deep dive with an expert buddy of mine. So subscribe to jj.com so you never miss a dose. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribe to jj.com.